This is a promise that I can testify. I have witnessed this with my own eyes. My cousin had been in a gang, and when he left the gang, they retaliated. They got a knife, they stabbed him in the stomach, ripped him from left to right. All of his insides came out, and he was at death's door. I went and I visited him in the ICU. I did not pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy well because I didn't know how. I was in college when this happened, but I did pray it with all my heart, with all my mind, and all my soul. I was in the hospital. I had his hand in my hand and my other hand praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. When I finished, and I said, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I let his hand go. And as I let his hand go, his hand began to rise and he squeezed his hand into a fist. And all of a sudden his heart rate began to rise and he woke up. And within 1 week, he was out of the ICU. He was in Houston staying with my family, and he repented and made a good confession of his entire life. So I mentioned to you that I did not pray it well, because God knows we do the best we can with what we have. Pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole soul. Try to meditate upon the Passion. But even if you don't meditate well, know that it's not so much how you feel about it, but how much effort you put forth. I give you my word. Pray this chaplet in the presence of the dying. And I'll give you one further. How much is the mercy of God? He says that his mercy is like an ocean, and our sins are like a pebble in that ocean. It just disappears. It's like a drop. What if the dying person is far away? How great is the mercy of God? Can I pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy right here where I am for my grandfather who's dying in Florida? I believe you can do it. I have no doubt in the mercy of God. And I hope you begin to see just how much the mercy of God is being opened to us through this diary.